Afternoon Live with Anthony Martin on Brighton's Coastway Hospital Radio.
So this week's New at Two artist has been publicly voted as the seventh most popular new artist of 2014 in China, and has been getting a lot of attention here in Britain too. She's toured Europe, China, Hong Kong, and she's on the phone right now. Fifi Rong, how are you?
Hi. I'm very good. Thank you for having me.
That's okay. So your music has been described as dark, sultry and dreamlike. Would you say that's a close description of what your music is?
Yes, I would say, I guess so. And dreamlike, I guess it's just the soundscape and, you know, the ambient type of thing. And then with the dark, I guess it's just the bass, a lot of, you know, back in the days that we have, you know, dubstep, that's where I come from. Sort of, I really like the dub reggae type of, with the step. That's when I first write songs. And I guess the singing is naturally a little bit jazzy, a little bit of lazy style. And that's how, you know, it gives off that vibe. But it's hard for me to look at myself. I don't really listen to myself.
it is. Tough. I think a lot of bands have a hard job kind of pinpointing what they sound like, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I was going to say, when you were growing up, what types of music did you enjoy?
There was individual artists that I would like, but I think they all come from alternative rock scene in China. I had a lot of Chinese folk elements as well in my upbringing, and I guess it was Brit rock, but the sad on the sort of melancholy type of, you know, that direction of British music that I really like when I was still in China. When I came over here, there was, I would say things like, you know, Erykah Badu, D'Angelo, Jill Scott, that sort of thing on the more urban side of things. And then I have the trip hop, I have dubstep, garage, and then reggae. That's something on the slightly British front.
Yeah, you can see some of that in the collaborations you've done as well with British artists.
Definitely. And the recent years, I listened to a lot of electronica stuff. Just weird beats. You can't really say what genre it's from.
Yeah. How did some of those collaborations come about? Because they are, again, they're quite kind of varied, really, aren't they?
There's a lot of collaborations is for the artists to, they find me. Collaborations, there are, I think there were one or two that I contacted them. Yeah, and then the rest, I guess, is they sort of found my music and they thought, you know, it would be good for me to sing on their tracks or something.
Yeah, I suppose in London there's quite a busy music scene, really. When you moved from Beijing, was that about the time you got interested in being an artist, or was it before then?
It's a long story. I was born in Beijing, but I grew up in Shenzhen near Hong Kong. And I liked singing when I was younger, like really a proper teenager. And then I didn't really take it seriously. I didn't really thought that I had, you know, that special thing about music until a lot later. But then it was my passion, and it has always been my passion. And it always has been a dream. It was just basically a dream that was a bit far before, and then for some reason that I sort of picked it up in here. It's more like a destiny sort of thing.
Yeah. That sounds good.
So I just got the chance to really experiment and and to try. But I still didn't believe that I could do it until a lot later when I see myself doing a lot of work that actually sounded okay. And I got a lot of love from other people and other, like my peer and other producers and artists. Mm. So I started to give more attention that I thought, okay, so I probably have something. And and then I took it more seriously later on.
So yeah, like you're on your SoundCloud, you release quite a lot of music. How often do you record new music then?
I'm doing that every day. I'm doing my next album at the moment. It's a long process work because I produce my own stuff, and then that is 90% of the work of how you produce yourself, and then you take so many takes and you have to edit them into. It's a lot of technical stuff. On the SoundCloud, as you can see, that's probably only like 10%, not even 10% of the stuff that I have released, and I'm still writing a lot more, probably double that. So, but I think it's just a craft of, this is what I do, and I just have to keep doing it, and then not all the work that I do would be good. So, so I sort of, just not think about it and then just do it and see what happens.
Yeah, no, you've mentioned the producing. You do some production for other people as well, I believe.
I do remixes for other people sometimes. Okay. And I would like to produce for other people. I think in the future, near future, I will have, there's some Chinese artists I would produce. And I do have the interest of doing that, but it just hasn't happened. I don't have that much time to the producer is really a full-time job, and it feels like I'm doing 5 full-time jobs, and that is, so I go in a cycle of sometimes I'm producing more, sometimes I'm writing songs more, and for the last 2 months, I've just been, writing songs straight.
Okay.
So I can't really. Yeah, I wish there was more time in the day.
Yeah. And you've said before that your music videos, you've kind of come up with some of those ideas yourself as well, I believe.
Yeah, I edited a few myself.
Wow. They are pretty. Yeah. They're pretty stunning. I have to say, they're pretty stunning.
I can't take all the credits, and there are other visual artists that gave me the footage, and for me to edit them, it just it's a matter of taste, really. I think what should go where, it's almost you don't need to have the knowledge. All you need to do is to know the basic stuff with the computer.
Yeah, so you've figured it for yourself or learned it yourself as you go along?
Oh, yeah, it's really self-explanatory, like with a lot of, modern technology. So you just have to be bothered.
Yeah, yeah, just play around with it, yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. And you mentioned recording music. When can we expect some new music? Because you released an EP last year. Should we expect new music from Fifi?
I released a single in late 2013 and an album straight after that, and then the EP next to like last year, and then the EP remix after later on last year, like the remixes of the EP last year. And this year I think my album will be finished probably in a few months time, but I don't have a release plan yet, so let's see. Okay. When I finish it and then see the plan. I will always have new things, like I'm collaborating with Boris Blank from Yellow. And a few other people. I think there's a producer called Ghost Chant. And There must be a few other collaborations that are not on top of my head that's coming out. So okay. With my solo stuff, I can't really give you a time when it's going to come out because, the writing and then the releasing, that's completely two things. Even yeah. I finished writing, I'm not sure when, I have to think about it. With other collaborations, that it depends on their release schedules. Mm. That's more on the business side of things rather than creativity. But with the creative side, I never really stop doing it, to be honest.
Yeah, and how do you marry the creative in studio time with the live performances then? Which do you prefer?
I prefer more the creative side, just because with the live performance, it's a lot of work on my side because I haven't got, I do my own hair, I do my own makeup, and the equipment are very heavy. And so go to sound check and then, the hair and makeup. It's a lot of work just before the show. And when I actually do the show, it's only, time flies, really. So I don't really mind. Doing performance is good. Depending on the crowd, though, sometimes we have a good connection. But it's a part of the, I'd always say sort of, it's giving the whole experience to the audience. Yeah. A lot of them, they come a long way to see me. And, I just try to, if I don't enjoy it, I hope I can enjoy it with them. But if it's, say, for some reason, the crowd is a little bit funny, then I just have to, do the best I can to. But it's, for me, performing is a lot to do with the giving. It's like a sharing and a giving of my music. It's like, when I create, it's for me. But when it's finished, it's for them. It's for the listeners.
Yeah,
it doesn't belong to me anymore. It's, it's for the world to hear. So, yeah, that's two parts of the creative process. But I think the whole thing, it all completes a circle of, the creativity. Without the listeners, then I wouldn't be making music.
Yeah.
I wouldn't continue or having the energy of or the encouragement to keep making more. And then the appreciation from the listeners are very important to me as well. That keeps me going as well. So,
yeah. And do you have any live performances coming up kind of soon or this summer?
In London, I have some. I have it everywhere. Just I haven't got the date confirmed. I should have one in London this month, but then, if I haven't confirmed with the venue or the promoter, I can't really say starting to promote yet. But this all year round, I should have more. But at the moment, I wish I could just have some quiet time to make the work before I perform it. So it's a different mindset. I actually prefer if I could have more time to make it, to be alone, to be a hermit, and then not to see people if I could. But reality is I have to deal with a lot of things and to communicate with people.
So like when you're touring, do you find kind of ideas come up as you tour, or do you find you're in kind of performance mode?
Oh, there's no time. If I do live shows, touring, there's no time to do it. There's no time to write. You just the makeup and the hair, and then to tidy up, and then the packing the luggage, the equipment, and then to sleep and to catch flights in the morning. That's already a lot of work. There's definitely no time to write something. Imagine if there's like a 3-5 days in between, that probably I can write something. But if it's an intensive tour, that I wouldn't have time.
Yeah, it's I suppose it's it's the other side of music, isn't it? It's kind of the touring and the merchandising and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there's a saying about creativity. There's time to for input and there's time for output. I think you absorb life and experience life, and get you have an emotional journey from life and just get to experience, and that's the intake, that's the input, and then output is the creativity, and then I would say performance is also experience, but then more of a output to give out to what I have absorbed.
Yeah. Now we're going to play a song you released last year from your EP. If you want to introduce it for us.
Gonna play Next Pursuit. It's the title track of the EP Next Pursuit, and then the Next Pursuit was actually the stepping stone, and then the bridge from my earlier work to my next music pursuit, which is my new album, but you have to listen to it. I haven't really, there's infinite possibilities, probabilities of, the sound, but then I have a shape, I have sort of a mode in my head, but, it hasn't materialized yet. But I sort of know the idea, what I want, it's going to be a hybrid of lots of different elements, but then it would be like a movie, like a story of what I am now and what I have been, since my last creative output, around that time. So.
Yeah, well, we're going to give it a spin right now, and thanks very much. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Wednesday from 1, fresh new music and the biggest hits. Afternoon Live with Anthony Martin on Coastway Hospital Radio.